Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of October 14, 2021. Do you know that a goldfish has a memory span of 3 seconds? Today we have selected 9 papers out of 16 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Antonio Turalba, professor of computer science, MIT, Joshua B. Tenenbaum, MIT, and Philippe Sola, assistant professor, MIT.
Paper title:
Open, an open-ended physics environment for learning without a task.
Authored by
Chuang Don, Abhishek Bandwaldar, Antonio Turalba, Joshua B. Tenenbaum, and Philippe Sola.
Paper abstract:
Humans have mental models that allow them to plan, experiment, and reason in the physical world. How should an intelligent agent go about learning such models? In this paper, we will study if models of the world learned in an open-ended physics environment, without any specific tasks, can be reused for downstream physics reasoning tasks. To this end, we build a benchmark open-ended physics environment, open, and also design several tasks to test learning representations in this environment explicitly. This setting reflects the conditions in which real agents, i.e. rolling robots, find themselves, where they may be placed in a new kind of environment and must adapt without any teacher to tell them how this environment works. This setting is challenging because it requires solving an exploration problem in addition to a model building and representation learning problem. We test several existing RL-based exploration methods on this benchmark and find that an agent using unsupervised contrastive learning for representation learning and impact-driven learning for exploration achieve the best results. However, all models still fall short in sample efficiency when transferring to the downstream tasks. We expect that Open will encourage the development of novel rolling robot agents that can build reusable mental models of the world that facilitate many tasks.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by John Katsatsos, York University, Canada.
Paper title:
Next Best View Estimation Based on Deep Reinforcement Learning for Active Object Classification.
Authored by
Christian Korbach, Marcus D. Solbach, Raphael Memsheimer, Dietrich Paulus, and John Katsatsos.
Paper abstract:
The presentation and analysis of image data from a single viewpoint are often not sufficient to solve a task. Several viewpoints are necessary to obtain more information. The /text at next best view problem attempts to find the optimal viewpoint with the greatest information gained for the underlying task. In this work, a robot arm holds an object in its end effector and searches for a sequence of next best view to explicitly identify the object. We use Soft Actor Critic, SAC, a method of deep reinforcement learning, to learn these next best views for a specific set of objects. The evaluation shows that an agent can learn to determine an object pose to which the robot arm should move an object. This leads to a viewpoint that provides a more accurate prediction to distinguish such an object from other objects better. We make the code publicly available for the scientific community and for reproducibility under /href github.com/kerbach/nbv_rl/text this HTTPS link.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Max Q. H. Meng, the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
Paper title:
Robotic Autonomous Trolley Collection with Progressive Perception and Nonlinear Model Predictive Control.
Authored by
Anxing Xiao, Hao Luan, Zichi Zhao, Yue Hong, Jiading Zhao, Jiankun Wang, and Max Q. H. Ming.
Paper abstract.
Autonomous mobile manipulation robots that can collect trolleys are widely used to liberate human resources and fight epidemics. Most prior robotic trolley collection solutions only detect trolleys with 2D poses or are merely based on specific marks and lack the formal design of planning algorithms. In this paper, we present a novel mobile manipulation system with applications in luggage trolley collection. The proposed system integrates a compact hardware design and a progressive perception and planning framework, enabling the system to efficiently and robustly collect trolleys in dynamic and complex environments. For the perception, we first develop a 3D trolley detection method that combines object detection and key point estimation. Then, a docking process in a short distance is achieved with an accurate point cloud plane detection method and a novel manipulator design. On the planning side, we formulate the robot's motion planning under a nonlinear model predictive control framework with control barrier functions to improve obstacle avoidance capabilities while maintaining the target in the sensor's field of view at close distances. We demonstrate our design and framework by deploying the system on actual trolley collection tasks, and their effectiveness and robustness are experimentally validated.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Hao Wu, Associate Professor of Biostatistics and Bioinformatics, Emory University.
Paper title:
Transformers for EEGA Motion Recognition.
Authored by
Jiao Lu, Li Zhang, Hao Wu, and Huan Zhao.
Paper abstract.
Electroencephalogram, EEG, can objectively reflect emotional state and changes. However, the transmission mechanism of EEG in the brain and its internal relationship with emotion are still ambiguous to human beings. This paper presents a novel approach to EEG emotion recognition built exclusively on self-attention over the spectrum, space, and time dimensions to explore the contribution of different EEG electrodes and temporal slices to specific emotional states. Our method, named EEG Emotion Transformer, EET, adapts the conventional transformer architecture to EEG signals by enabling spatiospectral feature learning directly from the sequences of EEG signals. Our experimental results demonstrate that joint attention where temporal and spatial attention are applied simultaneously within each block, leads to the best emotion recognition accuracy among the design choices. In addition, compared with other competitive methods, the proposed method achieves state-of-art results on Seed and Seed4 datasets.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Xiping Shen, North Carolina State University.
Paper title:
Enabling Level 4 Autonomous Driving on a Single $1,000 Off-the-Shelf Card.
Authored by
Xinsun Sun, Yuan Chao Shu, Jiexin Guan, Wei Niu, Xiaoshan Lu, Bin Ren, Yanzhe Wang, and Xiping Shen.
Paper abstract.
Autonomous driving is of great interest in both research and industry. The high cost has been one of the major roadblocks that slowed down the development and adoption of autonomous driving in practice. This paper, for the first time, shows that it is possible to run level 4, i.e., fully autonomous driving, software on a single off-the-shelf card, Jetson AGX Xavier, for less than $1,000, an order of magnitude less than the state-of-the-art systems, while meeting all the requirements of latency. The success comes from the resolution of some important issues shared by existing practices through a series of measures and innovations. The study overturns the common perceptions of the computing resources required by level 4 autonomous driving, points out a promising path for the industry to lower the cost, and suggests a number of research opportunities for rethinking the architecture, software design, and optimizations of autonomous driving.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by David Daney and Rhea.
Paper title:
Online Feasible Wrench Polytope Evaluation Based on Human Musculoskeletal Models, an Iterative Convex Hull Method.
Authored by
Antun Skurik, Vincent Potowas, Nasser Retsoug, Octus, and David Daney.
Paper abstract:
Many recent human-robot collaboration strategies, such as Assist as Needed, AAN, are promoting human-centered robot control, where the robot continuously adapts its assistance level based on the real-time need of its human counterpart. One of the fundamental assumptions of these approaches is the ability to measure or estimate the physical capacity of humans in real-time. In this work, we propose an algorithm for the feasibility set analysis of a generic class of linear algebra problems. This novel iterative convex hull method is applied to the determination of the feasible Cartesian wrench polytope associated to a musculoskeletal model of the human upper limb. The method is capable of running in real time and allows the user to define the desired estimation accuracy. The algorithm performance analysis shows that the execution time has near linear relationship to the considered number of muscles, as opposed to the exponential relationship of the conventional methods. Finally, real-time robot control application of the algorithm is demonstrated in a collaborative carrying experiment, where a human operator and a Franca Emica Panda robot jointly carry a 7 kg object. The robot is controlled in accordance to the ON paradigm, maintaining the load carried by the human operator at 30% of its carrying capacity.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Fulvio Mestre Giovanni, University of Genoa, Teseo, Digital Tree Hero IOSER.
Paper title:
Exact and Bounded Collision Probability for Motion Planning Under Gaussian Uncertainty.
Authored by
Anthony Thomas, Fulvio Mastro Giovanni, and Marco Baglietto.
Paper abstract:
Computing collision-free trajectories is of prime importance for safe navigation. We present an approach for computing the collision probability under Gaussian distributed motion and sensing uncertainty with the robot and static obstacle shapes approximated as ellipsoids. The collision condition is formulated as the distance between ellipsoids, and unlike previous approaches, we provide a method for computing the exact collision probability. Furthermore, we provide a tight upper bound that can be computed much faster during online planning. Comparison to other state-of-the-art methods is also provided. The proposed method is evaluated in simulation under varying configuration and number of obstacles.
This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Alec Koppel, research scientist, U.S. Army Research Laboratory.
Paper title:
Distributed Gaussian Process Mapping for Robot Teams with Time-Varying Communication.
Authored by
James D. Ason Zobaydi, Alec Koppel, and Nikolai Atanasov.
Paper abstract:
Multi-agent mapping is a fundamentally important capability for autonomous robot task coordination and execution in complex environments. While successful algorithms have been proposed for mapping using individual platforms, cooperative online mapping for teams of robots remains largely a challenge. We focus on probabilistic variants of mapping due to its potential utility in downstream tasks such as uncertainty-aware path planning. A critical question to enabling this capability is how to process and aggregate incrementally observed local information among individual platforms, especially when their ability to communicate is intermittent. We put forth an incremental sparse Gaussian process, GP, methodology for multi-robot mapping, where the regression is over a truncated signed distance field, TSDF. Doing so permits each robot in the network to track a local estimate of a pseudo-point approximation GP posterior and perform weighted averaging of its parameters with those of its, possibly time-varying, set of neighbors. We establish conditions on the pseudo-point representation, as well as communication protocol, such that robots' local GPs converge to the one with globally aggregated information. We further provide experiments that corroborate our theoretical findings for probabilistic multi-robot mapping.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 9. This paper was selected because it is authored by Paul Robinette, University of Massachusetts Lowell.
Paper title:
Trust Calibration and Trust Respect, a Method for Building Team Cohesion in Human-Robot Teams.
Authored by
Russell Perkins, Zara Reza-E-Kavas, and Paul Robinette.
Paper abstract:
Recent advances in the areas of human-robot interaction, HRI, and robot autonomy are changing the world. Today, robots are used in a variety of applications. People and robots work together in human autonomous teams, HATs, to accomplish tasks that, separately, cannot be easily accomplished. Trust between robots and humans in HATs is vital to task completion and effective team cohesion. For optimal performance and safety of human operators in HRI, human trust should be adjusted to the actual performance and reliability of the robotic system. The cost of poor trust calibration in HRI is at a minimum, low performance, and at higher levels it causes human injury or critical task failures. While the role of trust calibration is vital to team cohesion, it is also important for a robot to be able to assess whether or not a human is exhibiting signs of mistrust due to some other factor such as anger, distraction, or frustration. In these situations, the robot chooses not to calibrate trust. Instead, the robot chooses to respect trust. The decision to respect trust is determined by the robot's knowledge of whether or not a human should trust the robot based on its actions, successes and failures, and its feedback to the human. We show that the feedback in the form of trust calibration cues, TCCs, can effectively change the trust level in humans. This information is potentially useful in aiding a robot at its decision to respect trust.
This is absolutely fantastic.